Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life, and it's once again an honor to have Mr. Bob Whipple, Vietnam vet?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Vietnam vet. We're going to go into that later on in the series, but we got Bob here again with us here today, and we're still talking about his adult years. Bob?
Miigwech and bonjour, Nitaos, and in the way Maganug. Yes, the adult years of my life were somewhat formative. I went through some dark years there. I like to call them the dark ages.
Learning years.
Learning years. Okay, that sounds better.
All right.
But, yeah, as always, you know, there was always the love of the Creator that kept me here on Mother Earth. And I really do appreciate that, because there were a number of times when I could have, you know, gone on to the spirit world. And I do believe at that time I started to think about, you know, there's a purpose here in life for what I'm going through. And I'm going to focus on that. Again, going back to my years at the casino that I had worked at, learning my profession, the introduction of a significant part of my life, and that was to be mentored by the VP of operations or administration. Took me under her wing and guided me for 5 years. And the introduction of people who were very dear to me and held me to some standards that I needed to attain and retain. And those were, at the time, my significant other and my stepdaughter. And along the way, I, of course, learning, falling down, getting back up, a continuation of what I learned from my brother and the man of faith. And that was very significant to me, in regard to acknowledging those things in my life. And I remember at the time that I was falling down very badly and about to lose my job, I had asked the Creator to change the hearts of those that would help me. And I kept saying that as a mantra every day. And one day I came to work, and circumstances that changed where my situation had vastly improved in regard to still being there to learn a job, and people coming into my life to help me move forward to a better part of what I wanted to do with my life. And it's always the interventions from the Creator that I learned from those things. And I just happened to come to work one day, and all of the blue, I had gotten a message Monday morning, 8 o'clock. I got a call from the Leech Lake Reservation official saying that there was a job available. Why don't you apply for it? And I said, am I ready for it, to myself? And I said, you know what? I'll never know if I don't, whether or not I've learned enough to be able to do it. So I applied for the job, and lo and behold, I was accepted. And we had difficulty in finding a place, a school for my daughter, and so she could start in time. Unbeknownst to me, many, many years ago, I was helping my brother on with plumbing while I was going to school. And there was a fire by a road. I never gave thought till we stopped and put it out and continued on our journey. And we worked with a realtor in trying to find a place because we were going to move up here because of my job. We looked and looked and could not find one. And then it was at the Onigampawo, the first one that they had since they had not done it for quite a few years. And I ran into a spiritual or a holy man who said, this is where we belong, by the water, by the trees, listening to the wind. And I didn't give it too much thought, and I said, you know, you're right, but I need to find a place. And there was a reason why he said that. And that was on a Sunday. I had talked to him. And again, Monday morning at 8 o'clock, I got a call from my realtor and said, you had to come down here and look at this place. So I went and I found the place, and I remember this is the fire. This is the place where the fire was, where my brother George and I had put out. And I went down that road, and as I was going down that road, there was a sense of deja vu that I had been down this road before. And as soon as I went around the curve, I said, this is where we belong. My significant other at the time was very adamant. She said, I do not want to live here. And I said, this is a place that we've been called to. This is where we will focus on the final leg of our spiritual journey. It's been very significant in our lives being there. And a very spiritual place. I call it my place of refuge from the world and all its problems, where I go and think about life in general.
Nice. I'd like to hear a lot more about that, Bob. We get to those points in our life, you know, but the continuation, you know, it's kind of like, okay, live happily ever after, but there's a point that's beyond that, you know, and it's not an ending, it's a continuation, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then you have to learn to listen.
And listen and observe, yeah. Okay, well, welcome. Thank you for another listening to another Ojibwe Way of Life segment, and we'll see you again next week. Oh. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Larper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.